Welcome in. Today we're doing a double drop inspired tension masterclass for DJ friendly drum and bass sets inside Ableton Live in arrangement view. The goal is a very specific feeling, that moment in a DJ set where two tunes collide and both drops hit together. But we're not actually using two tracks. We're designing that illusion inside one arrangement, so it still hits like adrenaline for listeners, and it's clean and predictable for DJs to mix. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you can already build a basic drop. What we're focusing on is how to arrange tension and contrast in a way that feels like track A drops, then track B arrives and slams on top. Here's what we're building: a DJ-ready structure with a clean intro, a build, drop A, a turnaround that feels like a swap, then drop B as the payoff, and finally a clean outro. Think in 16 and 32 bar blocks the whole time. That phrasing is the difference between a track DJs love and a track they avoid, because it's hard to blend. Alright, step 0. Session setup so everything locks like a DJ set. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, time signature 4/4. Keep your groove tight. If you're using groove pool, be subtle. Usually I'll only groove the hats a tiny bit, because if you swing the whole drum bus too much, your snare starts feeling late and DJs feel it when they're beat matching. Now go to arrangement view and drop locators. Even if you hate admin, do it now. Put a locator at the start of each major section. For example, bar 1 is intro, bar 9 is build, bar 13 is drop A, bar 21 is turnaround, bar 23 is drop B, bar 31 is outro. The exact bar numbers can change depending on whether you're doing 16 or 32 bar intros, but the habit matters. Everything should land on 8, 16, or 32 bar boundaries. Here's a coach move that helps a lot. Also, drop small locators every 16 bars inside the drops. Name them like A1, A2, A3, B1, B2, B3. Then click them to audition jumps. If any section has some unavoidable signature fill every 4 bars, it becomes difficult to mix. Your aim is 1 or 2 signature moments per 16 bars, not constant fireworks. Next, build 2 drop identities. This is the heart of the double drop illusion. Drop A is your first tune. It should be rolling, clean, and readable. Strong drums, a main bass motif, but not maximum chaos. Think, I could loop this for a DJ blend and it would still work. Drop B is the second tune arriving. It can share the same drum foundation so it doesn't feel like a completely different track, but it must introduce new information. That could be a new mid-bass phrase, a call and response that wasn't there before, a signature stab, foghorn, muro stab, vocal chop, something that says, new record just got slammed in. In Ableton terms, duplicate your drop A region to create drop B. Keep the core drum group the same in both, and change only what matters. This is a big discipline thing. If you change everything, you lose continuity. If you change nothing, drop B is just louder drop A, which is one of the most common mistakes. Now let's make a tension bus. This is your automation hub, like a DJ writing EQ and FX. Create a return track and name it tension. Put an auto filter on it, then echo, then reverb. On the auto filter, use a low pass, 12 or 24 dB. You'll generally keep it open most of the time, but during fakeouts and turnarounds you can sweep it down to exaggerate that pulling the record out sensation. On echo, choose a sync time like 1/4 or 1/8. Keep feedback in a controlled range, maybe 20-45%. And critically, high pass thin echo so as not repeating low end. Start that high pass around 200-400 Hz. If you let echo grab sub and low mids, your drop will feel like it loses punch because the low end gets smeared. On reverb, medium size, decay around 2-3 seconds depending on taste. And again, high pass the reverb, try 300-600 Hz. The goal is space and tension, not mud and fog. Now choose what you send into tension. Think snare fills, FX hits, vocal chops, stabs. Avoid sending your full bass stack, especially sub. You can send a mid-bass stab occasionally, but do it intentionally and keep it high-passed. Cool. Now we build the DJ-friendly intro and outro. Intro first. A DJ wants drums and clarity, not your full bass monster straight away. So for 16 to 32 bars, you're giving them mixable material. In the first chunk, it's drums, hats, minimal percussion. Then you introduce a bass tease, filtered, mono, and quieter than the drop. On the bass group or on a dedicated teaser layer, automate an auto filter low pass. Start it low, like 200-500 Hz, and open it toward 2-6 kHz as you approach the build. Then add utility and force width to 0% during the intro, and drop the gain by 2-6 dB compared to drop level. The idea is, if a DJ is mixing in your track, They don't want your intro bass to fight the outgoing track's drop. Outro, same principle in reverse. Strip back, make the last 16 bars especially mixable. Fewer fills, no massive impacts every two bars, no surprise sub drops. Be kind to the DJ. Now the build. This is where we prime the listener for the double drop energy. We'll use a 16-bar build blueprint. In the first 8 bars, add a riser and a subtle snare build. Start removing low end from elements, not from the master channel. So you might high-pass your music bus slightly, or filter your bass elements, but don't do a dramatic master high-pass unless you really know why. DJs and mastering chains can react weirdly to that. In the second 8 bars, increase density. Hats get busier, snare rolls intensify, effects widen. And then right near the end, do a pre-drop drum mute. Even a half beat of silence can make the downbeat feel twice as big. That micro-silence is basically a psychological trick. It creates a vacuum, and the drop fills it. Talk devices that work great here. Utility on the drum group for a tiny gain dip right before impact. Auto filter on the music group for a subtle high pass up to maybe 120 to 250 Hz, then snap it back on the drop. And redux, lightly, on risers or noise layers for grit. Keep it subtle, because heavy redux is a special effect, not just tension. Here's an arrangement trick that's extremely effective, the DJ swap illusion in the final two bars of the build. Filter the main bass down, push echo and reverb sends on a stab or a vocal, remove the kick for a bar, and let the snare roll and tops carry it. That feels like one tune being pulled away while another tune is about to slam in. Now drop A. Drop A needs to establish the groove and still leave headroom for drop B to feel bigger. This is not just about loudness. It's about leaving space in density, brightness, and transient contrast. A simple 32-bar drop A arrangement. First 8 bars, full groove with the main bass motif, but keep it readable. Next 8, add a small variation, maybe ghost notes or a short bass call. Next 8, strip one element briefly, like hats, then bring them back. Final 8, start nudging tension toward the turnaround with small fills every 4 bars. Nothing too wild. Remember, DJs may want to loop any 16-bar segment. For drums, group them into drums, kick, snare, hats, a break layer like Amen or Think, and percussion. On the drums group, drum bus with drive around 3 to 8, transients plus 5 to 15, and if you use boom, be careful. Boom can be amazing, but it can also make your low end feel fake and uncontrolled. Then add glue compressor just kissing, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, so the drums feel like a unit. Now the turnaround. This is the secret sauce, the part that screams second track loading. Make it 8 bars to start. You can do 4 if you want punchier, but 8 gives you more room to create narrative. Core moves. First, pull the sub out for 1 to 2 bars. Literally mute the sub track, or automate utility gain to negative infinity. The contrast of no low makes the return of low feel violent in the best way. Second, let mids linger with FX. Take a mid-bass stab or a hook fragment and send it into tension so echo and reverb bloom, while the sub is gone. That bloom is what people perceive as the track opening up, even though you're actually removing power. Third, add a pre-impact vocal or shot. Keep it short and clean. This is like the DJ shouting "watch this" without actually saying it. Fourth, add a snare fill or break edit. If you want a quick, no plug-in stutter, duplicate a snare or break hit to a new audio track, slice the last bar into 1/16 notes, repeat it, then sweep an auto filter upward and add a small reverb tail. If your CPU cries, freeze and flatten. Now, coach concept. Think in 4 tension layers you can ride like faders. Layer 1 is low, your sub. Layer 2 is body, mid bass and the snare fundamental. Layer 3 is edge, distortion, hat presence, grit. Layer 4 is space, your returns and tails. During the turnaround, drop low, let space bloom, and on the downbeat of drop B slam low and edge back in. That is the double drop sensation in arrangement form. Also, automate like a human. DJs don't move knobs in straight lines. In Ableton Automation, use curves so the filter and FX ramp accelerates in the last 2 bars. That last second surge is what reads as incoming impact. Optional advanced turnaround idea if you want extra wickedness. The triple faint. In bars 1 to 4, normal tension. Bar 5, a mini impact with no sub, just mids and highs. Bars 6 and 7, pull back again and redilled. Bar 8, micro silence, then the redill drop B. The key is keeping the mini impact mid and high only, so it doesn't steal weight from the real downbeat. Alright, drop B. The payoff. Drop B has to feel bigger, darker, wider, but not just louder. The trick is relative loudness, density, brightness, and transient contrast. Keep the same kick and stare foundation for continuity. Then change the base phrase or add a new mid layer. Add one new top energy loop, like a ride or busy hats. Then add impact layers that don't mess with sub. A stock-friendly bass stack works great here. For sub, keep it mono. Operator sign is perfect. Utility width 0%. Keep it consistent. If your sub changes note to note, that's fine, but the level and the punch should feel stable. For mid-bass, wave-eatable or operator FM. Add saturator with analog clip. Drive 3 to 10 depending on style. Add auto filter for motion, either envelope or LFO. And for top character, high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz, then widen only that top layer with utility. This is how you get width without wrecking mono compatibility. Make a dedicated drop impact track, put a short punch sample on it, then a Q8 high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't add extra sub. Drum bus for transients, a little drive, and a limiter just catching peaks. This gives you perceived smack without low-end risk. At the exact start of drop B, hit them with cues that announce new tune. A crash and ride, a short reverb snap on the snare, and a one-bar bass call that is unmistakably new. You can also reverse a resampled reese into the downbeat. That reverse is a classic incoming sign. Here's a really pro sound design move for the turnaround into drop B. Make a DJ swap tail. Resample a drop a hook, freeze and flatten it to audio, then put auto filter, echo and reverb on it. Automate the filter closing, echo feedback rising slightly, reverb dry wet rising. Then print that tail and lay it across the turnaround. And crucial detail, high pass that tail around 250 to 500 Hz so it never argues with your incoming sub. Now, DJ friendliness and mixability checks. Intros and outros, predictable 16 or 32 bars. Avoid random extra bars unless you're doing it as an intentional flex. A 12-bar build will throw people unless the whole track is built around that idea. Make your big moments hit on bar one of phrases, and keep sub stable and mono. If you want a quick sanity test, throw utility on the master and set width to 0% for 20 seconds. This audio version is shortened for playback.